All right.
Nick!
Gentlemen!
Nick's your buddy. Kind of guy you can drink a beer with.
Start your engine!
My papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key, or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away, huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight.
All right. Nick DiGilio here on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate Studios in the Trib Tower here on WGN. Full show tonight here till midnight. We're going to keep you company all night long. And we've got a lot of great guests coming up. We're here till midnight. After 7 o'clock, the lovely Monica Eng will join us to talk food and other things that she writes about for the Chicago Tribune. Our buddy, political writer Mick Dumke, is going to join us to talk politics and probably a little bit of sports. Richard Larmer, our PR guy, is going to join us. And we also are going to go back in time and listen to some old clips. And we got some other great topics that we're going to talk about. As always, you can join us at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. And you can also check us out on Twitter. You can send text to 24720. And you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow. And that's kind of the best way to stay connected. We have well over 8,400 fans on our Facebook page, and that's awesome. So facebook.com/NickDShow. I also wanted to mention for the people who were missing our full-length podcasts, they are now back. I know a lot of people who listen to the show listen via podcast, and you know they couldn't stay up late or they were out on the weekends. But they love the show, and they really wanted to get their fix. And we now are offering full-length podcasts once again. So if you miss any second of the show, don't worry about it. They're available, and you can listen at your leisure, bro. So all the full-length podcasts are absolutely back. Go to WGNradio.com, check it out, and check it out on our Facebook page as well. So, yeah, Facebook is a great way to stay connected. But, yeah, check us out on our podcast. The full-length podcasts are back. So there you go. We've got our first guest coming up here in a few minutes. Amanda Scotesi, who's going to join us. She is with Chicago Detours, which is a touring a company that does tours of Chicago. And she's been on the show before, and she's really great. So we're going to talk about some of the great tours that are offered for people, you know, walking tours and things like that. And there's several different kinds of tours. And, you know, Chicago is obviously an incredibly beautiful city, and there are so many great things to see here and check out that you should definitely check that out. I find it really funny that that I got into a little hissy argument with Glenn Kozlowski about Top Chef. I don't know why I find that weird. That an ex-Chicago Bear and I were getting into a heated discussion about Top Chef. I don't think I'd ever, in a million years, if somebody said, you're going to have an argument with Glenn Kozlowski about the female winner of Top Chef, I would have said, nah.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm here on Sunday when they come in to do their show last weekend, yeah. And he came up to me and he's like, you know, Nick is just wrong about Top Chef. I was going to call in, and I'm like, Glenn, you can call into the show. He's like, I didn't want to annoy him, but he's just wrong.
I love that he's so passionate about
so
it.
So passionate.
It's so great, man. I love that. Yeah, it's just that I just don't, you know, Glenn, obviously, big guy, ex-NFL right. football player, awesome guy, but just big, and the last show on the planet that I would expect Glenn Kozlowski to be obsessed with his Top Chef and to have such strong emotional attachment to it. I love it.
Yeah, I had no idea what to tell him last weekend. I was like, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
My fault.
Wow. So anyway, I thought that was funny. It's a nice way to start the night. Nice way to start the night with a very uncharacteristic little tiff between me and Glenn Kozlowski about the female winner of Top Chef. I don't know. I just don't see it. You know, because whenever I hear Glenn talking about movies and stuff, you know, when he and Memelo talk about movies and stuff, he's always talking about how he can't stand, like, chick flicks and stuff, you know? And Top Chef doesn't seem like the kind of show that Kaz would be obsessed with. I don't know. I think it's awesome. So that was fun. Anyway, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Keep that marked down. Lots of great guests and topics tonight, keeping you company all the way until midnight. We got a topic later on in the show tonight. I have a list of 30 things that turn 30 this year. And I don't know if I've ever looked at a list and felt older than this one. And we're going to talk about that later in the show. But just keep that in mind. Think about it. Things that turn 30 this year. We have a list of 30 things that turn 30 this year. And with each progressive entry on the list, I began to feel older and older and older. So by the time I got to number 30, I felt like Methuselah. I really did. I felt like Methuselah. I don't even know what to say. So we'll get to that a little bit later on, as well as all the other great guests. But we are going to talk about touring Chicago. And that's coming up. We're going to bring Amanda in. And she is with Chicago Detours, and we're going to talk about some of the great tours that they offer. And if you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200. All the information that we have for all the guests with links and pictures and videos and whatever is there is always posted on our Facebook page. So for further details and further information about what we're talking about topic-wise and guest-wise, always go to facebook.com/NickDShow. It's live and interactive throughout the entire show. Nick DiGilio here on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And, yeah, we are here until midnight. And my first guest tonight, I've had on the show before and had a lot of fun talking to her. She is part of Chicago Detours, which is this company that does tours of Chicago, and Amanda Scottese is with us. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me again.
My pleasure. Oh, so tell everybody about Chicago Detours first and foremost.
So Chicago Detours, I founded it 2.5 years ago, and we do guided tours of architecture, history, and culture. We do them by foot. We do them by bus. We do them for the public. We do them for private groups, and all in all, we just really like to have a fun educational dynamic and really make these connections between architecture, history, and culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now, had you always been, are you from Chicago?
I grew up outside of Chicago, but my gigantic Italian-Polish family is from Chicago. Yeah. So always was coming in for family occasions.
So you got to, you've always loved the look and the feel and the
history
of the city.
I've always had this sort of mythical, you know, kind of fascination with the city.
Well, it's the best city in the world, I think.
Yeah.
When did you start to research and learn about the history of Chicago?
Really, not until I said, okay, I'd been working in tourism, you know, for about a decade, taking people around Italy through Rick Steves' group tours. Rick Steves from PBS. And so travel has just been something I've always been quite addicted to. And so I just really started exploring Chicago first. You know, there's a certain idea, this is kind of a geeky geography thing, that people say that landscape as to approach landscape as text, and the idea is by actually seeing the city is how you learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of first when I first moved to Chicago 7 years ago. I was exploring it a lot. I was actually substitute teaching video classes in inner city schools, and that would take me to all different areas of the city. And then while I was doing that, I would always make excuses to explore. So actually, my first kinds of when I was really digging into the city was really just by visually exploring it. And then it was when I decided to. Sorry, this is really long.
No. Go ahead.
And then I really when I said, you know, I really want to try to start doing tours here in Chicago. That was when I really started doing more digging into the history and going into the archives and just really dedicating my life to learning everything I can about the city.
When you were substitute teaching in the city.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get around? Did you drive? Did you walk?
Public transportation.
It was public transportation.
Absolutely. Sometimes, like I was teaching in West Garfield Park, and that was bikeable for me. But public transportation usually, yeah.
And there's something about using the CTA on a regular basis that I don't know. I think you learn a lot about the city when you use
a
the CTA.
Lot. When you're in your car, you're isolated a lot from what's around you. And when you take the CTA, you are really, you know, getting a sense of other people in the city, other places. And this was also, you know, before smartphones. So I had to, like, really plan out my trips. And I would often, you know, end up in areas of town where I think a lot of people wouldn't have felt comfortable switching bus lines or something. But it's just something, you know, all the corners. I mean, granted, with Chicago Detours, we focus a little bit more on downtown and, you know, this kind of an area. But all of Chicago is a story.
Is there a certain section of Chicago that you like the most? Is there a certain
like
part
a certain
of the city?
Neighborhood?
Yeah,
a certain neighborhood. Wow. It's a tough question. I would say... I never get up enough to Uptown. I think that's such a cool intersection of both. It's just a very diverse area and also, you know, just the fun, like, 1920s jazz history up there. And then you've also got, like, the Buena Vista area with all the amazing mansions and the architecture around there. And then...
Uptown is, you know, Uptown. I love Uptown, and one of the reasons I love Uptown is because it's still sort of Uptown. You know what I mean? It's not as gentrified as a lot of places.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of weird people in Uptown. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you're at Wilson and Broadway, that's a weird section right there. That's a weird intersection.
Yeah.
And and I like that. I like that there is this feel in Uptown that still has an edginess to it that's not been completely taken away. Logan Square used to be like that.
Yeah.
It's not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, definitely Uptown has an edge to it.
It certainly does.
There's no doubt about that. I always kind of, we on our Jazz and Blues and Beyond tour, we go up around by, you know, the Green Mill and the Aragon Ballroom. And sometimes, you know, I'm doing, you know, we're doing tours with convention groups and people from kind of all around the world. And I, you know, we get off the bus to really look at the architecture. And I always kind of wonder who's going to be around the corner, you know, you never know. No, it's always going to be a surprise in Uptown.
Have you ever had any, like, when you're doing, like, an Uptown tour, okay, and let's say you're doing, and tell me about this blues and jazz tour
The Jazz Blues and Beyond tour, we mainly do it for private groups. Like, it's really popular with corporate team building.
Yeah.
We also offer it to the public, though, during Jazz Fest weekend and Blues Fest weekend. So during Jazz Fest weekend this year is the second weekend of June.
Right.
And we've already got the bus, like, half full at this point for that. We just offer to the public here. And basically what we do is we go up to Uptown, talk about the jazz history. Then we go down to Bronzeville, and we talk about jazz and blues.
You guys do go into the Green Mill, right?
Oh, we don't go into the Green Mill on that.
I was going to say, you should have a cocktail in there.
It's a daytime tour. It's more about the cultural history of it and everything. And I've
talked to the owner, Dave
Gemmelo, and
Dave's
he's
great.
Just like, you know, I don't know why you want to come in here. And, you know, I also tried talking to him about trying to get to see, you know, the old tunnels that had the, you know, of course they were originally for coal, but then, you know, there's the whole myth of the gangsters hiding things.
Yep.
And he's just like... I don't understand why anybody wants to go down in our basement. I'm not letting you down there.
Like Gemmelo said that? Really?
Yeah. He said he's just like, I don't understand why everybody's so fascinated.
Everybody loves it, man. And, you know, when you're in the Green Mill and you see that trap door open up, you know, and, like, the bar back going down to get a couple of cases of Schlitz, it's always like, wow.
Well, yeah, it'd be so cool. Yeah, if you're friends with him, like,
I
try
know
to
Dave,
give it.
Because
he said he was just, I mean, he's a cool guy, but he was just like, I don't understand why anybody cares.
He's a great guy. He's owned that place for a really long time.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah, it's so steeped in history. So, I'm sorry, you said you go to Bronzeville?
Bronzeville. The whole time we've got this awesome bus that has video screens on it, and I've put together all kinds of archival footage of performances and interviews that really talk about, what jazz and blues meant to the city, why Chicago ended up being this place for this. In Bronzeville, we go to Meyer Hardware, which was the Sunset Cafe, and then it was called the Grand Terrace Cafe. These were early jazz clubs. Like Louis Armstrong, when he came to Chicago, he would always play the Sunset. We actually go into the Meyer Hardware store. They have the original stage from the Grand Terrace.
Really?
And we actually have photographs of early Sun Ra playing on the stage, and the mural is still there.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's so cool. You should come.
Oh, man.
It's the office of the owner, and it's such a trip. In addition to just the history there, it's kind of a trip. The family, the Meyer family, they've just kind of always been pack rats.
Yeah.
And so you go into the office, and there's just stuff everywhere. But then there's this amazing piece of history, and you think, oh, how amazing that it's here. And it's actually that they just never felt like getting rid of it.
Yeah.
And then upstairs is a whole mess, because they've had this hardware store in this space for 60 years. And upstairs, there's also another historic stage, and also all the rooms where all these big bands, when they would travel, the dressing rooms are still up there.
Wow.
But there's just junk everywhere.
That's amazing.
And one day I went into Dave's office, and there was this incredible, probably 7 foot tall, hand-painted wooden sign from the Grand Terrace Cafe. And it says Sun Ra, his orchestra is on there and everything. And he just said, oh, I was kind of cleaning upstairs, and I found it in the corner. Really
amazing.
Cool stuff. Yeah.
Really amazing. Okay. Hang on a second. We got to hit the news here. Amanda Scottese is with us, and we've got more Chicago detours to talk about. History of Chicago and all kinds of really cool stuff. Celebrating the architecture, the look and the feel and the history of this beautiful city. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to join us. News is next. Nick DiGilio here on The Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. We're in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. Lots of great guests coming up. Some regulars tonight. Monica Ang from the Chicago Tribune is going to join us to talk food. Mick Dumke from the Chicago Reader is going to join us to talk politics. Richard Larmer, our old PR expert, is going to be here to give his unique take on what's going on in the world of entertainment and pop culture. And much, much more. We'll take a trip back in time and play some old Nick D clips. All to keep you company here until midnight on a Saturday night. The phone number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. My guest right now is Amanda Scottese. Who is with ChicagoDetours.com. Well, Chicago Detours, but the website is ChicagoDetours.com, correct?
Yes.
And you offer great tours of the city, historical tours, architectural tours, and all kinds of really, really great tours. It was funny because off the air we were just chatting about how we both travel on the Blue Line of the CTA pretty frequently. And I pointed something out to you that you didn't know. And so next time you take the Blue Line, take a look.
Yeah.
Because I think the Blue Line is the only, and this is what we were talking about off the air, I think the Blue Line is the only line, and maybe I'm wrong because I don't ride all of them. I'm really familiar with the Red Line, the Brown Line, Purple Line pretty good, but the Blue Line as well. So there's a couple there, like the Green Line and the Pink Line, I don't ride very often. But the Blue Line for sure, the middle cars on the Blue Line are the old cars, the old metallic cars that have the doors that fold. You know what I mean?
The doors that actually fold. Yeah, I definitely know the folding ones.
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't notice that was atypical.
Instead of the sliding
since
doors.
I don't ride the other ones
the
so
normal,
much.
The normal ones just slide open. You know?
I kind of wonder. I would think maybe the Brown Line would have that too. Brown Line.
They didn't.
A little, huh?
I lived off the Brown Line for years, and they were all like regular, sliding door things. But I love the and the doors are smaller on those cars as well. So you got to kind of, if you're bringing, like we were also talking off the air, that the Blue Line seems to be the luggage line.
Yes.
Because everybody seems to have luggage on the Blue Line.
Yes.
And I understand that because it's coming from O'Hare. I understand that. But man.
It's a little crazy
it's
rush hour
yeah.
and people have massive suitcases
yeah.
that they have piled up around them.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the website. How can people join up? For tours at ChicagoDetours.com?
Definitely, yes. Reservations for our regularly scheduled public tours are required. So we've got our Inside the Loop Interior Architectural Tour and our Historic Bar Tour. Those are the tours that we regularly offer to the public.
Right. We talked about those the last time you were here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the bar tour again.
Sure. Because you like that tour.
I do. Yes, I do. I enjoy an adult beverage every now and
then.
Yeah,
there's one going on right now as we speak.
Well, now, where does it start?
It starts right here, in the Argo T inside of Tribune Tower is where we start. And we talk all about entertainment history, anything from jazz to social clubs, nightlife, vices, theater. And we really look at some interesting architecture on the tour. And we also get some drinks and we have some appetizers. And it's a lot of fun. And just like the Inside the Loop tour, people share iPads that have historic photos and video clips that pertain to the spots that we go to.
Right, so they can follow along on the iPad.
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, the tour guide is really sharing the stories and everything. And then you get to have this visual component.
How many people do tours for you now?
We've got a team of about, I just started training a few more. We've got about five.
Five.
About five tour guides, yeah.
Now, how often do you personally go out and do the tours?
Oh, I do, right now I do about maybe a third of the regularly scheduled public tours. I'm trying to have a day off.
Right.
In my life. So I'm working on doing the weekday tours. So we do like Monday, Thursday, and Friday. And then the other tour guides cover the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and all the schedules and everything are on chicagodetours.com.
Yep. We got it all there.
Now, there's sort of a special tour that you wanted to talk about Friday, April 5th.
Yes.
Tell us about this tour. I was just reading about it.
Okay, great. Yeah. So it's really, it's not exactly a tour. It's more a walk. We're calling it's a nonsensical walk of indoor spaces. And this is, I'm really excited about this because really when I first started Chicago Detours, I was just bombarded by the amount of neighborhoods I wanted to explore and share with people and things to, you know, just different themes. And then it came to be logistically, okay, well, you know, we can't do, you know, develop 100 tours all the time. But what we're doing with this new nonsensical walk on April 5th, it's going to be the first of what we're literally calling detours. And they're one-off exclusive events. And they're just one time. And they're all going to be a kind of a totally different twist on a tour. So, for example, this first one is a walk. And what we're doing is exploring indoor spaces downtown, anything from lobbies, corridors, Pedway, and we're going to walk the entire time. And it's really going to be about getting this broader sense of the city through walking. And I came up with this idea from when I was doing the research for the Inside the Loop tour. I went and I just looked at what are all the amazing spaces that we can go into downtown. Yeah. And I discovered all these crazy worlds, especially, you know, down by LaSalle and the banking. And there's all kinds of wild shortcuts and strange little diners tucked away and all these different spaces that you would never imagine exist because you're always outside on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do while we're walking through it, we're not, you know, a typical tour. You would stop and the tour guide would tell you a bit about where you're at. Instead, I have put together these very short little phrases that have to do with either something about the history of the building, something that used to be there, something that goes on there now, and I'm going to share it to the people behind me. Then they're going to share it to the people behind them. And we're just going to have a constant stream of people. And then we will have another Chicago Detours guide at the end, kind of seeing if any of these things go in a wild direction.
That's pretty funny.
It's going to be fun. It'll be a kind of a free form urban exploration.
Now, for instance, that tour, which is just a one-off, and that's Friday, April 5th. Mm-hmm. What time?
It's 4 p.m.
And where does it
take?
We
start inside of Block 37 in the Pedway level, right there in the center at the atrium.
Okay. And what time? It's at 4, right?
4 p.m. and then we end at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And I'll be walking the whole time. Reservations are required, and there is a limited group size, but we are going to have a pretty good group because we want to just have this constant stream of people.
Right.
It's going to be pretty fun.
Now, this is the first time you've tried something like this?
Yeah, this is the first detour that we're actually offering. And then the second one is going to be in June, and that one is going to be all about meat. So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that one's going to be an experience of meat. So we have an editor from Savour Magazine is going to be leading that one. We're going to go by Fulton Market. We're going to go into an old school butcher shop. We're going to go into the cutlery store, talk about how you cut meat and a bit of the, you know, in the history of
That's
where we're at and everything.
Awesome.
And then we're going to experience the meat
and talk
a little bit more about, you know, this wild meat trend that's going on, you know.
I need to go on the bar tour and the meat tour.
You're racking up a list.
Those are my two favorites right there.
Cool.
Yeah, liquor and meat.
Uh-huh.
Those are those. Now, how did you come up with the idea for them? I mean, obviously, well, there's so much history with, you know,
the,
beef.
Oh,
with,
yeah. The yeah. meat has just
the beef
been
industry here,
on, you know. On my mind yeah. for a long time. And then it's also, you know, that it is, it's just cropping up everywhere, these artisanal butcher shops and everything. And I've spent a lot of time in Italy where, you know, there's just so much more proximity to food and where it comes from and everything. And it's just sort of funny. I see these artisanal butcher shops and I'm thinking, wait, but they're kind of doing actually exactly what the old school butcher shop is doing, actually,
yeah.
you know, and I just think it'll be interesting. Now, one of the things that I love about Chicago, you know, what we do with Chicago Detours is kind of taking something that's become sort of commonplace and see, why is this like this? What is going on here? And so this whole meat fad, we're going to kind of talk about that. And how did this happen? And
that's great.
Why is this meat thing?
Do you have
a
date for this one yet?
That one is the first Saturday of June.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe that's June 1st.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So mark your calendar for that one and go to ChicagoDetours.com to check out more information on that. And do you have a favorite tour that you guys do?
Oh, wow. I mean, you know, when I used to lead tours in Italy, people would ask me that same question because I would do tours from, you know, anything from like Venice, Florence, Rome to Sicily and everything. And I always just found, I know this sounds like kind of a cop out, but it's usually the tour that I'm doing, you know, in the moment. I mean, it's really, you know, what I'm always most excited by in the moment. And then I, you know, go and I'm doing another tour and
yeah.
you know, they're all so different because they're all based on a theme. You know, the Inside the Loop tour is really about the story of the city. We talk about anything from modernist architecture to the L trains to Block 37, the Chicago Picasso, Millennium Park, Cultural Center, religion, shopping history. You know, so that's like a story of the city. The bar tour is all about how we've had fun in the city over time.
Mm-hmm.
The jazz and blues tour is all about this music history. So they're all just really different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything that you want to cover more of? I mean, are you planning on expanding Chicago Detours to cover some of the other neighborhoods?
Well, that's what the detours are kind of about, that. So these quarterly one-off events are going to be more about neighborhoods. Like one that I'm really excited to put together is you'd asked me earlier about a favorite neighborhood, and mm-hmm. I said Uptown. Well, second after that would definitely be Albany Park.
Yeah.
And Albany Park, I want to do some sort of a little food excursion up there. And not about, you know, there's all kinds of food tours in the city. The detours angle on it would be more about the production of it, the people behind it, and also eating.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't just be about eating, you know? So really digging into, because that's one of the most diverse neighborhoods in the country.
I lived in Albany Park for 3 years. So.
Yeah, and I think this came up last time mm-hmm. That I was on the show. And so those one-off detours are going to be an opportunity for us to kind of do those. And then those are also always going to be opportunities for like corporate team building and special events and that kind of thing. But for the regularly scheduled tours, actually the primary tour that I really want to expand to that I've been working on is going to be called The Architecture of Money and Power. And it's really going to be around the Board of Trade. And there's just some incredible architecture there. And the story of how I know finance history sounds incredibly boring, but there's some really interesting stories behind what culturally is going on with that architecture, and anything from, you know, talking about the kind of money that was going through Chicago in the late 1800s to, you know, and these railroad tycoons to, you know, MacArthur and all that, you know, money of the city to also private clubs, the Union League Club there. And,
yeah.
It's just, I'm pretty excited about that one. And I think we'll be offering that kind of regularly scheduled. But don't mark your calendars for that one, because that one's just an idea that I've been slowly developing.
You're just working on it right now. Okay. Well, for all the information on all the tours, go to ChicagoDetours.com and you can make reservations as well. We're going to talk a little bit more with Amanda coming up here. Go to ChicagoDetours.com. We'll talk a little more Chicago history. And if you want to jump in on the conversation, 312-981-7200. It's Nick DiGilio and the voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on the voice of Chicago, 720 WGN. Amanda Scottese is with me. She is from ChicagoDetours.com. And we were just talking about my neighborhood that I live in and what kind of stuff I would tell people to check out in my neighborhood. And I live in the old Irving Park neighborhood. And we were just talking. It would mostly be like a food and drink kind of tour. You know, that would be what it would be. I was telling you that Sabatino's would definitely have to be a stop. Like old school Italian.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. And there's you know, obviously you can't go to my neighborhood without stopping at Smoke. I think, you know, it's a requirement that if you come to my neighborhood, you have to stop at Smoke.
Super famous.
And get some barbecue.
Super good.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Amazing. So the other people that you work with, you said that you were what goes into training someone?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. A lot goes into the training.
And what how do you choose someone to run the tours?
So number one thing, they have to have background as a teacher, because if you have worked as a teacher, you know how to manage a group. You know how to ask questions to get people kind of thinking about learning. And, you know, just kind of create that educational dynamic.
Interesting.
So, you know, there's other styles of tours that work better, I think, with like entertainers and actors and everything. But we look for, you know, people who really know how to educate. And then on top of that, they have to be charming and fun and enthusiastic and expressive. And I would say those are the primary, you know, requirements.
Well, how did you find the people that you work with?
Oh, you know, couple of them started out as interns. So we do an internship program where the intern does research and, you know, obviously intern stuff too. But a couple of them that way. One I kind of met at one of the events that we threw. We did this thing where we presented at the Berghoff during the Writers Conference last year poems about drinking. So people, writers, read historic poems about drinking while we were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You would have loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all these archival poems that we had dug up. And somebody came up to me afterwards and said this was so much fun. And I think she'd had a few drinks. And, and she was super, super enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
And everything. And she's actually leading the historic bar tour right now as we speak. And she's awesome. Yeah.
That's great.
So, you know, just people, it's as a small business, a passion means a lot. So it's amazing. People just somehow they find us and they get really excited. They're people who are naturally excited about Chicago and its architecture and history.
I think I asked you the last time you were here, do you get a lot of Chicagoans on these tours, or is it mostly tourists, or is it a mix?
Yeah, so it's a great mix. We do get lots of locals on the tour. Especially, you know, anything from people who live in the suburbs to people who live downtown, people who have recently moved to the city. We really get a lot of people that are local that come on the tour because someone who's local, you know, really wants to have kind of a more in-depth look at the city and maybe doesn't want to do a kind of a more standard tourist kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how a lot of us who have lived and I've lived in the city my entire life. I've never lived in a suburb. I've never lived in any other place but the city of Chicago. And it's amazing, though, the things that you miss or that you take for granted. Like, for instance, this building that we're in right now is a pretty unbelievable building.
Absolutely.
And just historic and amazing and gorgeous and unique and strange and wonderful. And I never look at it that way when I'm coming to work. When I'm going to work, and I've worked in this building for like, you know, over 15 years, and sometimes I have to stop and go, wait a minute, man, I gotta stop and take a look at this place, because most of the time I'm kind of like pushing people out of the way and I'm trying to get to work.
Of course,
you know, like don't be sick, because they're standing there looking at all the great rocks and the bricks from the other buildings that are in
course,
the wall and everything, and I'm just like, get the hell out of my way.
I got things to do.
Yeah. So I think there are a lot of people who take these tours for that reason, because
exactly,
they work and they just don't see anything. They just don't. Their eyes aren't open to it. Do you find that a lot?
Oh yes, I mean that's really, you know, and especially this is something we talk about on the Inside the Loop tour, is when anybody's going downtown, you're rushing to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You're meeting a friend. You're going to a theater performance. You're getting to work, and you don't take time to look around you. And in fact, you know, a lot of the time that I've spent kind of looking downtown was before I started Chicago Detours. I was at the University of Chicago getting it was a master's program in the humanities. And so I took the Blue Line downtown and then I transferred to the express bus. Well, I would always get off at different points so that while I was waiting for the bus, I would look at different buildings.
Oh.
And that was always that moment where I kind of had a pause, you know, and most people don't. have that moment. You know, I was waiting for the bus. Or I think people who probably smoke cigarettes get to have that moment because they go and they stand around. But most people in our normal moments in life, we're just always kind of rushing to the next thing. And that's one of the most fun things of coming on a tour is slowing down and looking
and
around
and taking
you.
A look at everything.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm lucky to work in this building. This building
it's incredible.
It's an amazing building. You know, Amanda, it's always fun talking to you. Chicago Detours, chicagodetours.com. You can do the nonsensical walk of indoor spaces, which is Friday, April 5th. Make your reservations right now. They're required. And there are many other tours that you can take. Chicagodetours.com. Amanda, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming
down. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right. We will return. The news is up next.